And guess what, guys? It's about that time for some more live music. We're going to go ahead and take it over to the WWOZ Jazz Tent.
That's right. Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra will be playing. Tune in. Stay tuned right here to WWOZ.
Gotta play something from our Grammy Award winning record. Is that all right for y'all? We gotta do something at least for y'all right here. Can we play something from our Grammy Award winning record for you guys? Can I get y'all to put your hands together again for the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra? This song was written for our saxophonist Ed Peterson because we have a conspiracy theory that he broke the levees back at Hurricane Katrina. We believe that his sound is so big that he went out to the levees one day and was practicing, and that's really what happened. That's our conspiracy theory. So this song is written for Ed. He has a great nickname. We call him Sweetbread. Right? He's a professor at the University of New Orleans. And if you're interested in learning how to play the saxophone, you might think about studying with him. How about welcoming Professor Dr. Ed Sweetbread Peterson with Sweetbread on the levees.
Ooh.
Brad, Sweet Brad Peterson. I'd like to acknowledge the presence of one of my mentors, and he has conducted us a few times. How about just a great, wonderful round of applause for acknowledgement for the great Ellis Marsalis in the house, y'all. This next song is an amazing piece. I mean, its orchestration is amazing. You've never heard anything like it. Clyde Kerr Sr. knew what he was doing. And this is a wonderful ballad. And I'm going to dedicate this to my mama, y'all. My mama's here. Happy Mother's Day for all the mothers. Stand up, Mom. That's my mama. Happy Mother's Day. I dedicate this to my mama and to all the mothers in the house. And this is entitled Daybreak. Thank you, y'all. I have a new book out. It's called A Love Letter to New Orleans. It just got released this week. And we're proud to announce that this book is number 23 on the National Billboard charts. So my question for all of you guys sitting out there is, can y'all help us get to number 20 today? We're going to be signing the book. The book also comes with a CD right after this performance. And one of the essays in this book I wrote talks about one of the things that made me really love to play jazz. And there was this great band that had Herbie Hancock on keyboards, Benny Maupin on saxophone, Harvey Mason on drums, Paul Jackson on bass, and this next guy also was on that CD. And we'd like to bring him up as a special guest to play another one of Clyde Kerr Sr.'s songs for you. This is entitled Devil Serenade. And you guys, please welcome the living legend, Maestro Bill Summers on congas. You guys, please welcome living legend Bill Summers on congas.
You got it locked in at WWOZ 90.7 FM New Orleans, WWOZ.org on the World Wide Web, streaming to you all across the globe from the 42nd Annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. And we're going to take it right back to some live music. Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra live from the WWOZ Jazz Tent. WWOZ 90.7 FM New Orleans, WWOZ.org, all across the world.
Saxophone, Ashton Parker on trumpet. So I have this new book out. Can I read just a short passage to you guys from this book here? Can I get a round of applause for that? It'll be short. My dad would always say, "You just got here, kid. You got a long time." What I didn't realize was how short my time would be with him. Katrina brought about so much loss for my family and friends, yet the loss of my father is still unimaginable. Maybe because it took so long to confirm his death. I imagine it's the feeling families get who've lost loved ones on far away to war. The last project my father got to hear was a collaboration with my former instructor, Ellis Marcellus. I was so excited about the recording, not just because I got to work with my former teacher, but because of the fresh standard songs and an opportunity to record with orchestra. During that time, my dad often joked with me about getting out his old trumpet to give me some much-deserved competition. He said it would be his retirement gig. Hurricane Katrina came and my dad perished along with any interest in releasing the record. The failed levees destroyed all of my family's photographs. I have no real pictures of my dad. And one afternoon, I started to listen to the rough studio mixes that engineer Steve Reynolds downloaded into my iPod at the close of our recording sessions. All of the warm memories of my dad came right back to me. I immediately called Mark Samuels at my record label and came up with a new game plan. My hopes were soon dashed when we realized that the water didn't get to all of the material in the studio, but the heat and humidity completely did. The albums were recreated from existing recordings in my iPod, and I'm actually grateful to Steve for that. Being a musician, I often tell my two sons I hear better than I see, and I still miss my dad so much, but every time I hear those songs, my dad becomes so present. The music is now my only clear photograph of him. This song is entitled, May His Soul Rest in Peace, dedicated to the memory of Irving Mayfield Sr. and all the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Thank you. Thank you. This next song we're gonna do, I believe it was responsible for us getting a Grammy Award. It's a song where the band goes completely ape shit nuts. Would y'all like to hear that? It's a song where the band goes completely ape shit nuts. Would y'all like to hear that? It's a song where the band gets completely butt ass naked and we go ape shit nuts. Would y'all like to hear that? us Mr. Marlon Jordan on drumming. Marlon Jordan.
It is 5 o'clock, and you're listening to WWOZ 90.7 FM in New Orleans, WWOZ.org, everywhere else. And we are simulcast this year by 91.1 WCLK on the campus of Clark Atlanta University, Georgia.
KSVU Hamilton, Washington, serving the Upper Skagit River Valley.
WICN and WICN High Def, Worcester, Massachusetts, New England's NPR Jazz and Folk Station at 90.5 FM and streaming live at WICN.org.
KUVO Denver and KVJZ Vail, Colorado.
KITCLP 106.5 Gilchrist, Oregon.
WUSM in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Alt Radio WHRV HD3 Norfolk, Virginia, the Progressive Alternative.
KGOU Norman, KROU Spencer in Oklahoma City, KOUA Atta, and KWOU Woodward, Oklahoma.
WOMR 92.1 FM in Provincetown and WFMR 91.3 Orleans, Massachusetts.
KPOV Bend Community Radio, Oregon.
And KUT Austin, Texas, and online at KUT.org.
And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from the 42nd Annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. We're going to take it back to some more live music, Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra.
David Pope is on the bass. Mr. Derek Durker Doge on tenor saxophone. Making his New Orleans Jazz Orchestra debut, Mr. Oliver Bonney on baritone saxophone.
Great job, Oliver.
Making his New Orleans Jazz Orchestra debut on second alto saxophone, Mr. Matthew Schilling. A lead alto saxophone, Mr. Kyrie Shadow Lee. The professor on tenor saxophone from University of New Orleans. Give it up for Dr. Ed Free Brad Peterson. On slide trombone, y'all, make some noise for his Jazz Fest debut, Mr. Wessel Anderson IV. On lead slide trombone, check him out, y'all, Mr. Michael Watson. On slide trombone, Mr. Steve No Socks Parker. On trumpet, Mr. Eric Lucero. On trumpet, and an imaginary radio station in his mind, Mr. Leon Chocolate Brown. On trumpet, Mr. Ashlyn Parker. On lead trumpet, Mr. Barney MacGyver Floyd. On drum, from the 6-1, 7-1, and 8-1 all at the same time, Mr. Adonis, the Sheriff Rose. My business partner, y'all, on percussion, the maestro, Mr. Bill Summers. I'm gonna be signing CDs and books immediately following this at the CD tent. I need each and every one of y'all to go over there and get that book, you know what I'm saying? What the hell? I need each one of y'all to go over there and get 2 copies today. So don't y'all, you can send them out for presents for people. We had a blast playing for y'all here. This is the best stage in all the Jazz Fest, the Jazz Tent, baby, for all the jazz lovers. Happy Mother's Day to y'all. Happy Mother's Day to y'all. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas. Happy Mother's Day to my mama. At the trumpet, my name is Irvin Mayfield, the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. Thank you. See you next time.
Put your hands together, Irving Mayfield, New Orleans Jazz Orchestra.